Good morning. It's Friday, 5th of March. Our middle reading today is Psalms 110, 11 and 12. I'm going to read to you from Brother Cyril Tennant's book, Studies in the Psalms. This is a comment on part of Psalm 110. The name of God, which we have in the Authorised Version as Lord in capital letters, had first been given to be used by Moses as the basis of a promise that Israel would be delivered from the hand of their oppressors. The psalm reveals its greater fulfilment in the kingdom of God and the deliverance which will be wrought through Jesus, who is now at his right hand. The setting of Jesus at the right hand of God required that he should first be raised from the dead, and the whole operation expresses God's confirmation of the purpose of the life of Jesus and his acceptance of his sacrifice. It is proof that Jesus was the seed and is, in fact, the Messiah. This first verse of the psalm also shows that Jesus would have enemies right into the millennium, something which is also apparent from Psalms 2 and 66. It is a dreadful indictment of the nature which we have and the strength of the Goliath of sin, which could only be slain by the Lord and in the manner he has chosen in Jesus. The word which is translated rod in verse 2, and which quite often stands as a symbol of authority, is much more frequently translated tribe, of which the rod was the symbol. The original word is in fact translated 182 times as tribe and only 49 times as rod. Here it represents the tribe, which is the strength of Jesus, the generation born to him. They are the people who shall be willing in the day of his power, his army, as the RV margin has, in holy attire. They are a kingdom of priests, born from the womb of the morning, that great morning of the day of resurrection. They are now a source of refreshing to Jesus, and are spoken of as thy youth, who are to thee as dew. And it is in them that Jesus will see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. This nation of priests will go forth from Zion to assist their Lord as he rules. Together they will achieve the Lord's final victory over his enemies, whether they be commoners or kings. So perverse is human nature that Christ will be opposed by it until it is finally slain in those who will not accept his priesthood, even after the order of Melchizedek, and until he has struck the final blow to the serpent. He shall wound the heads over many countries. The choice will be redemption or annihilation. Such must be the case. How else can the glory of God fill the whole earth, or his people enjoy the peace which he has promised? The certainty of this kingdom is that the Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest for ever after the order of Melchizedek. Through the offices of both king and priest, Jesus will finally cleanse the earth of all unrighteousness. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, that God may be all in all. Thank you for listening.